So Christmas is finally here, and you're looking back at the year and wondering if you did enough to be on the good list. Well, I hope you did, but it's not too late. Be kind to strangers, give people the benefit of the doubt, and tell your family and friends you're thinking about them. If you can't do it for qualified nonsense, do it for the kids!
Yes, 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 it is indeed the most wonderful time of the year. Welcome to our Christmas, yes, we're going to say Christmas, get over it, episode. We're here to spread all the gay happy greetings and as much cheer as possible. So, pinch off that Yule log, whip out those chestnuts, and prepare to have them roasted by your three most okayest guys in podcasting history. I'm Matt.
I'm Jake.
I'm Brandon.
And this is Qualified Nonsense.
Three. Merry Christmas, filthy animal.
How's it going, guys?
That's great. Excellent. Good. Excellent.
Great. Also, if you want to watch this episode, feel free to check us out on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. And while you're at it, don't forget to support us on Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense.
Also, you can check us out in Reddit, r/qualifiednonsense, one word. And we're going to start posting some questions. If any of our episodes have themes, feel free to comment on them, and you might get a shout out. I know, tantalizing.
I did actually just join that yesterday.
I joined it. Great. So, I can add you as a...
Well, so we have two followers. I think it's Jake and I on there.
Neat.
Can you see our search history? I hope not.
Yeah. So how was the week, gentlemen?
Good. Just finishing up Christmas shopping for the family and the hustle and bustle, if you will.
Yeah, I've got a few things left on the old lists.
Are you guys last minute people, or do you do your Christmas shopping in advance?
I wish I was an advanced kind of person, but I'm always like, wait, what day is it? Oh fuck. But like every single year. Yeah.
Whatever AMPM has.
Yeah, exactly.
Get your kids some like rhino pills or whatever.
Those the bee bite, like
yellow jacket,
yellow jacket. That's what it is. You want your heart to pop out of your chest? No, but I end up this year. Actually, I started earlier, but I'm still cutting it down to the wire because that's how I roll. And honestly, I blame Amazon because they make it available. They make it possible. And I'm like,
they
enable my bad behavior. I'm not taking any personal responsibility for this. It's all Amazon's fault.
What about you, Brandon?
My wife has got me to be better about it. I was a habitual last minute shopper, but she starts like as soon as possible. She'll
January.
Start like, yeah, like just buying stuff and like. It'll be like October, and she'll be like, "Oh, I'm almost done with your shopping," and it's like, "What?
Like for what? Halloween?
Get out
you
of
got my
head.
Costume already?" I appreciate it. That just shows like how good of a gift giver she is. Like, I think it also plays into consideration that I'm a bad gift giver as much as I want to be. I just like to pick things out as I see them. I was like, "Oh, this person would like that." Like, I can't think ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, we've definitely had this conversation before on maybe season one of this podcast, but like, yeah, the people that in our lives that are like in July and they're like, oh my gosh, this would be perfect for so-and-so for Christmas. I'm like, what? tell me your magical spells.
Well, maybe we should save some of the gift talk for my question that I have coming
up. Oh yeah.
Here,
okay. But...
fair enough.
Spoilers. Jeez.
Do you guys have any specific Christmas plans or travel plans or anything like that?
We're going to Mexico after Christmas.
Olé.
Yeah, we're going to Mexico the 28th through the 5th.
What part of
Mexico? That'll be fun. Cancun.
Ooh, yeah. Cancun.
We'll be there for Happy New Year. We're doing the all-inclusive thing as a family.
No mames way.
Yeah. The kids quite can't, like, they can comprehend, like, all-inclusive, but we explain to them, like, how room service works, which is included, and they're, I think they think we're lying to them. So,
I mean, I'm a grown ass adult, and I think that all inclusive. I'm always like, wait a second, but how? But why though? And do you know
there
how much
are upcharges? we found the upcharges. It's like A5 Wagyu and lobster tails.
Well, sure, yeah.
You girls can drink as many tequila sunrises as you want. It's on the house.
Mexico so, is where I, mean, I
kind did of tequila they sunrises. Have Like, they advertise mocktails for kids. And I was like, I don't know that that's a good thing to, like.
Just call it juice.
Yeah. I was like, can it just be, like, lime juice with salt and not be, like, a virgin margarita or something?
I don't know. I kind of think, one of the things that I think, and I remember being a youngster in a place like that, being, I don't know about like a rite of passage, but it's sort of like you're sort of in on the fun, in on the coolness. So like, yeah, I guess there's an argument to be made for like, you know, exposing them early to cocktails or drinks or something like that. But I would imagine that you guys don't like at home, like hide your beer in coffee cups or whatever. So like, I mean, they're probably fine, but there is something fun, especially being on vacation where you're able to get the cool thing too. And then it's like, ooh, like you're in a club that normally you're not a part of.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's how I experience it anyway. I was like, ooh, yeah, cool.
Just drinking. Setting them up early for some old. Yeah, setting up early for some old.
Emotional damage.
Oh my God. So loud.
I don't know why that one was so loud, but sorry.
You can't control the volume on those.
I know, but some of these are quiet.
You don't have to play them, but how many do you have on there? How many did you add?
That one just caught my eye.
My
so for the listeners at home, Brandon usually is in charge of the soundboard and the sound effects. Tonight, I'm the festive one here, so I wanted to. I logged in as the user,
and for good reason. He's also got a big gulp size beverage. I'm not sure what you're drinking. Not
it's
you.
It's a 16 ounce beer.
Brandon's got a big gulp.
Yeah, Brandon. Speaking of hiding what you got, Brandon's got his like big old. His, just having his some hot girl Stanley cup full of whatever.
Water.
Water. You mean?
Vodka. Well, should we get to some questions and take a little break?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Sure. Well, I got to go hit the head before, so.
Merry Christmas! Dinner was full!
We'll be right back.
God damn it.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. Feel free to drop us a line at qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or connect with us on our socials or on Reddit at our r/qualifiednonsense subreddit.
All right. Whatever it's called.
R thingy on the reading thing.
As my kids would say, what's a pirate's favorite letter?
Yarr. Oh, nice. Okay, so
not C.
So I tried to do that, and they called me out. They said I was wrong, and then I sent them to bed.
Oh, I heard another one too. The R, shit. Now I can't remember it. There's another we'll letter that pirates like. Anyway, aside from pirates, did you think pirates celebrated Christmas? Doesn't matter, because here's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about cocktails. So you're hosting Christmas. You're having people over. What? And you're playing bartender, because why not? What are you serving, gentlemen?
This is a great question, because I actually have been taking screenshots from Facebook of like recipes and stuff that I've been finding.
Same. Saving.
And TikTok. I've been getting like all of these between all the other stupid shit I've saved. Somebody else go first.
Bush Light, Natty Ice.
Bush Light Apple.
I don't know. I don't really like host cocktail parties. So,
well, hypothetically, right? Hypothetically, if you were,
I would probably realistically do something like a batch cocktail, like something that's easy to put in a pitcher or a punch bowl that people could, you know,
gin and juice, literally.
Do you? Yeah. Do like you it's, have it's, a? It's, do you have a favorite like batch cocktail that would be festive in some way? You just set out a couple of bottles and be like, help yourselves.
All right. So for example, this is one that suggested.
Gatorade and vodka.
Vanilla bean snowstorm mule. It's creamy, cool, and oh so dreamy. So it's 2 ounce vodka, half ounce fresh lime juice, 1/2 ounce vanilla bean simple syrup, 4 ounces ginger beer and ice cubes, and garnish with a lime wheel and vanilla bean pod. So it's like an $85 cocktail. Vanilla beans are really expensive.
Yeah, no shit. What's the main ingredient?
Vodka. 2 ounces of vodka. Yeah. It says vanilla flavored recommended. So like Pinnacle Whip.
Yeah.
And then I saw another one that was kind of like kind of a take on what's the dude's drink?
White Russian.
It was like a white Russian, but it had like a toasted marshmallow on it and a couple of other like accoutrements that were, I don't know. I like that kind of stuff, but I also do just enjoy a barrel aged imperial stout.
Yeah. That's what I'm having right now in celebration. I'm not a barrel aged, but Boone local brewery, but a stout. I feel like stouts are,
yeah,
are yummy and warm weather. Jubile Ale. I forget who makes Jubile Ale.
Deschutes.
I enjoy a Jubile Ale.
That's like just a general winter ale.
Yeah, it's not really dark, but it's on the darker side of the ales, I suppose. Oh yeah. So actually that brings me to a question about, cause you said a vodka drink, and I was actually thinking about a vodka drink that, I don't know what it's actually called, but we called it a cranberry ginger yum, but basically using 2 parts vodka, 1 part, lemon maybe, or lime, but then also using some cranberry, juice concentrate. Just a little bit of cranberry juice concentrate, and I forget what else. Cinnamon maybe, or oh no, powdered ginger, and then you shake that and pour it, you know, up, and that's pretty tasty.
Nice.
But generally, I find that I'm drawn towards darker liquors for sort of holiday festive-y. Although I
better
just
hangovers.
Better hangovers,
as in worse.
Ah, darker. you have worse hangovers with darker alcohols.
Generally, yeah.
Oh, interesting. I think that's the opposite for me. Anyway, this Reddit question came from our cocktails, Life of Arts, Arctic Sound is the person who submitted the "What should I do?" because I'm hosting. We've got one that's from MTHLMW, says boil down apple cider with mulled spices until it is a consistency of syrup. and use it in an old fashioned or other spirit forward drinks, which I thought.
Yeah, mulled wine is nice. Like
yeah, mulled wine, sort of.
Crock pot.
Mulled wine. Oh, yeah, you could do that in a batch. That's a good point. But yeah, mulled wine comes up a few times. And then I saw a cranberry mule as well as a peppermint white Russian.
Ooh, peppermint white Russian. Nice.
That sounds like it could do some damage, but I'm here for it.
I'm looking up Christmas batch cocktails, and like everything is like ginger ale and cranberry juice, and then like it's just a variation of like whatever the liquor is and maybe another citrus.
Yeah.
It's like ordering at Taco Bell.
Pretty much.
Bean, cheese, and meat. Oh, this one has cheese, beans, and meat.
What about hot toddy? We've talked about hot toddies before. I don't know the last time I would have had one.
I do like hot toddy
with a hottie toddy.
I know it's not necessarily Christmas, but I guess just in general, warm drinks would be like a Spanish coffee or an Irish coffee.
Oh, sure.
I mean, they're just like, they're warm and nice. They're, sure, they don't have peppermint or cranberry in them, but I don't know. To me, that's it's nice. Actually, a friend of the show and photographer, Nicole, once upon a time gave me her recipe for like spiced cider or spiked cider, and you cook it down, and it wasn't cheap to make, but it was really good. The premise was kind of like you make your own spiced kind of Everclear kind of a thing, like your own moonshine. Mm-hmm. It's like spiced cider moonshine. It was good.
Well, that sounds good. The last one that I wanted to call out that I thought sounded fun, which is pretty basic, but adding the cranberry. So from Rescue Lullaby, says that they make a cocktail menu every year. And this is from, I guess, a year ago, but they're on their menu. They had a Santa Claus smash with mint leaves, 1 ounce rye, 1/2 ounce simple syrup, 1/2 ounce lemon juice, and fresh cranberries. And I guess it's sort of like a, what is that? I guess that ends up being kind of like a, what's that one in Kentucky? Mint julep. It's like sort of a mint julep with cranberries, which I'm here for.
Nice.
Anyway.
Very nice. Yeah. Share cool. your favorite recipes with us. And if you can get the recipe correct, we'll know that you weren't imbibing on your own product while you were doing it.
That reminds me, you guys remember those, it was a meme for a while, but that woman that was like making holiday cocktails, and she's like, put in an ounce of like vodka, and she's like glug 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 into a wine glass. You're like, damn.
She was showing people how to make an old fashioned
with like a half a handle.
It's like
alcohol.
2 ounces of bourbon, and it's like 3/4 of a pint glass.
Or there's the one with like Ina Garten, where she's like pouring an entire bottle into a pitcher of Grey Goose. Well, I have a question for the group that is Christmas related.
Prove it.
So this question comes to us from the Ask Reddit subreddit. Username Debbie's a whore. I really hope that whoever owns that account is like some like jaded ex-husband.
Could you imagine like hating someone so much? You're like, oh, this thing that I do for recreation, my tagline is going to be hating this person.
Or I hope it's somebody named Debbie and they're just having a laugh. But
having a laugh.
But Debbie Zahor asks, what last minute gift for Christmas is always a winner?
I don't know. What do you get a whore for Christmas?
I feel like that's a joke.
What do you get somebody that's... I mean, gift cards are always safe. I think pretty cheap and kind of lackluster, but they're always safe.
Yeah. the top response on here, they said, 1 year when my grandmother's memory was slipping, but she was still doing crossword puzzles, I found the mother load at a bookstore. They had two different editions of phone book that crosswords on clearance for $2 each. I bought the whole stack and she cycled through them for years. So I guess that's kind of specific to that situation. This person said, I like my gifts to be practical no matter who's getting them. This person's name is Ghetto Cop. they say like small bright keychain lights, and then they list some name brands. Small Swiss Army knives, awesome socks like Smart Wool or Darn Tough, high quality.
I never want clothes.
Run of the mill ammunition.
Unless it's asked for, I don't want clothes ever.
That's an
emotional thing back here. Like, yeah. Oh, I asked for that one thing. I got a sweater. Cool.
I don't know. I'm at an age where I do kind of appreciate clothes, especially like socks and underwear. That it's
absolutely
because those are things that I don't really think to buy myself, and I just kind of I don't know.
Anna bought me underwear just like 2 weeks ago because she was like, "You need these. We do laundry.
Put this big old hog away. You need new underwear." Yeah.
And I was like, "But the other ones I have were perfectly fine." She's like, "Were they perfectly fine?" I was like, "Isn't this supposed to go in my stocking or something?" She's like, "Nope, you need them now."
This person suggests tickets to something that person would enjoy, whether it's a play, musical, concert, dinner, theater, live podcast, whatever. This is something that I do for people that it's like an easy last minute thing. Like you can buy it right, a few minutes before you're going to see them, and then it gets delivered to their inbox or whatever. And although I will say, if it's like a timed event, like maybe you don't know their schedule and maybe,
it
might require some coordination, but if it's something like, oh, here's a pass to that museum you've been wanting to go to or something like that. Like
to somebody like me, I would hate that because then that would pigeonhole me and I'd have to like free up my time. What you could do, I've done this before, is I give them like a Visa gift card, which would be for the amount of, and say, this is intended for this show, because I know you'd like to go see this show. You pick a time and you go do it.
That's guess, yeah, if it's something like a concert, like you don't know what seats they like, or like you don't want to give them nosebleed tickets to something and then they hate it.
Here's your Christmas gift. Enjoy the 300 section.
Like right behind a post or whatever.
Right. It was on sale, partially obstructed view, but you get to go.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, I feel like something event related is really nice. We've talked a lot about how oftentimes gifts fall short when they're just sort of, they don't fall short because we could all use some physical things, but like, I feel like we've talked about before how we enjoy the doing of something to create a memory as opposed to create another gift or create another thing in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And so money sort of achieves that, but I would also say maybe like a restaurant gift certificate is nice, to some place fun and fancy that people don't like potentially wouldn't generally go to.
Those are usually twofold too, because you're helping out the business. Like the business is kind of banking on the fact that business person will never use it. They just
hell
are.
Yeah.
It might be a nice restaurant that they've gone to once before, or never at all. So,
and even if you do something like give them a gift card for like $25 or something, like that buys drinks, or like that buys like an appetizer if it's like a really nice place. So it can be still be, you can go there for happy hour. It's still like helpful, or it's encouraging, right? And I think that's kind of fun.
Or like a gift card to like a hair salon because everybody needs their haircut, or nail salon, or
I see something
spa practical. Or something like that.
Yeah, something hair salon, real practical. I'll get you guys a hair salon.
I don't like your attitude right now, Matt. I don't like you pointing out.
I mean, I'm not one to join you.
You still have hair up there. I'm covering mine up with a Santa hat because I'm festive as fuck.
I guess if the people are drinkers, you know, the like a bottle of nice bottle of booze or a bottle of wine is, you know, that's something consumable that's not gonna like
you show up and you're like, are you gonna open that? Are we opening that?
Hang on to this. Pass it down to your kids 20 years from now.
But yeah, something like that. Because that's easy. You just stop off at the store on your way to their house and.
I guess I do kind of still see, I don't know, the gift card thing. I'm definitely guilty of it, but yeah, I do like stopping off for a bottle of wine, unless it's like that person is really into it. I think a bottle of wine is a bit casual for my liking.
Yeah. And a gift card isn't.
No. I'm saying both of those things.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah,
I'd be like, is this a nice bottle? I don't know. Or did you just get this at Safeway or the corner store on your way here?
Yeah, I used my club card. It was $4.99, and
and I got you gas points. So there you go. And by got you, I meant used them on the way here. Merry Christmas.
That would be funny, giving someone a gift card that's very clearly like for like $50, but then like it's only like $33.75 or something. You're like, I don't know.
They took off the $5 activation fee.
Like if you have a bunch of like gift cards sitting in your wallet with like $2 each on them, you just kind of bundle them all together. And like
actually,
that's a good idea.
That seems like something that Debbie's a whore needs. You're like, hey Debbie, I got you a gift card. Here's 15 $2 gift cards to Crate and Barrel.
Here's 18 cents to Radio Shack. I don't think there are any more of those left, but
enjoy your remaining $1.50 at Del Taco.
Yeah. Here's the thing though, as a username, like whore is just such an aggressive word.
I like how it's so purposeful.
It is. It's very specific. Also, you have to imagine that if anybody follows them or anyone like in life knows them, they know who Debbie is. Like there's no, it's not like people know multiple Debbies.
She's like going to her book group at like church or whatever. It's like, oh, your ex-husband's talking about you. Debbie's a whore.
Yeah, I mean, there's some like really thoughtful gifts that I think would, like this one, it seems like it would require a lot of effort and maybe wouldn't be a last minute thing, but this says, 1 year I went to my grandma's house and snapped a few pictures of the old albums, went home, made some collages out of the pictures, made them into magnets. So
real quick, while you're on your way there.
Yeah.
That is nice. I mean, I do think thoughtful things like that, things that are thoughtful for the person, which I know that doesn't, there's not like a one size fits all, but, but yeah, I mean, like a thoughtful small gift is always going to be more impactful than a, well, not always if it's a boat or something.
I mean, when I was a kid, I'd be like, one of these days I'm going to get a PlayStation. Still never did, but it's like, oh, thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you for that. Children's Bible.
One of the top responses on here, somebody says a shop vac.
It's useful in a lot of different capacities.
It's eminently practical and sucks having to buy one for yourself. The giftee will laugh, and then you'll get a text or call like a month after saying it's the best thing they've ever gotten.
I love tools. Anybody
sucks,
who's
literally
anybody who does like their own home improvement stuff, any tool I will find a home for. I wouldn't be annoyed at any tool unless it's a duplicate, and even then most of the time I'm like, I could use two.
Even duplicates, like I'll buy like screwdrivers at garage sales, like, you know, they have them like in bundles for like $1 or whatever, and like you just put them in drawers around the house because you always need them.
No, that's also called hoarding.
you mispronounced handguns.
Oh right, yeah, you buy a bundle of handguns at a garage sale.
A bundle of handguns
at an estate sale. You get Jerry's old Ruger that he had in WW2.
I guess depending on what your state's waiting period laws are, you could buy guns for everybody as a last minute gift, and everybody would appreciate that.
I mean, happy 2024.
Actually, if they are hunters or just firearms enthusiasts, ammo.
Just buy the bullets.
People always need bullets.
They're expensive too.
They are. They're expensive.
Yeah.
Got to take care of these liberals somehow.
Oh, get them the wrong ammo. If you are, if you know what they are shooting, definitely get them the wrong.
Either
ammo.
Way, just give them a big old 50 cal. Like this one fits, right?
just a single round. Just it's one. it's like a kiss of death sort of thing. Like just oh yeah, bullet with their name on it. That's really personal.
Just be like, well, this is a white elephant, or a gift exchange, and we had a $25 limit. I could only get you three.
These guys are expensive.
Yeah, good question.
Thanks, Debbie's a whore.
That Debbie. When will she learn?
She's hilarious.
All right. Well, I suppose I'm up next. So this question comes from Ask an American. What's the most special thing that you do on Christmas Day? Could be as a family, could be your own self, whatever. The top number one commenter says, I'm Jewish, so for me it's our unofficial tradition of eating Chinese food.
Have you guys ever done that? Chinese on Christmas?
We did. I think it was last year, actually. I went over to my parents' house and we didn't have anything going on Christmas. And so, yeah, on the night of Christmas, we got food from Double Dragon in Sandy.
Ooh, hell nice. Yeah. I'm contemplating doing it this year because for me and my family, we actually swapped out like the traditional like Christmas turkey, ham, and all that. And we do enchiladas. The way my grandma did them, and it was like stacked enchiladas. We talked about this before.
It's like a lasagna of enchiladas, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's layered.
That sounds so good.
I really enjoy it, and that's a relatively new tradition. But we started that with my family that I started, my wife and my kids. But I gleaned it from my dad and his side. So I don't know. That's something I really like. It used to be, though, we would go. I actually enjoyed Christmas Eve because we would go down to my grandma's in Estacada and we would stay up super late. My grandpa would make taco soup and potato soup, and it was pretty much just kind of a free for all. He would read the Christmas story out of the Bible and then we'd open presents and stuff, but we would do it one by one, and there's like 18 people there. So it takes a long time.
We did that. We did like a one by one sort of thing, which it made it fun because like there was the anticipation thing. And then there was also like you just get to be around people.
It makes it fun when you're like more on the adult side, when you're five.
Sure.
It sucks. It's terrible. So
we do that, but we do it by age. So the youngest opens their gifts first and then the oldest person is last, which you would think you would do with all gifts first because they have they have less time left. So
Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, that's a good point, Brandon. Thanks for bringing the cheer.
Yeah, there's speaking of cheer, there's a comment here from Dark Side of the Moon 131 that says, I go to the cemetery and visit my family. I go for a hike, then come home, sit by the tree, watch a Christmas movie, eat a nice meal I make. I buy myself one nice gift, wrap it up when I get it, and open it up on Christmas Day. So, yeah.
I hunt for the man what killed my paw.
So I guess I'm sorry, man, but that's fucking depressing to read out loud. But I get it. There's probably a reason why.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably like keeping up with tradition from like we don't all choose to be alone, but sometimes that's the plight that one is given. And if you're making it festive, fucking good on you. I was trying to think of, oh Jesus. I was trying to think of traditions that we used to have as kids, and one of them was my dad would always, we would be like excited to run out and look at the, you know, what Santa brought, and then open up presents on Christmas morning. And my dad was always like, yeah, great. He's like, oh, but you know, we got to make some coffee. And so like we like had a hand grinder, so he like would like to grind the coffee, and we're like, come on, like make the coffee. And it was like a full 30 minutes before we could actually open anything. And so that, even though the younger self was like, come on, this is ridiculous, I really sort of like reflect on it fondly, because it was like making us wait, like a little, I don't know.
It's the anticipation. Torture.
Yeah, it's the anticipation.
Yeah, I think inevitably, like wherever we were at, like it was a lot. It was fun, and there was a lot going on. But at the same time, it was like we were kind of just waiting for somebody to break and be like, God, just.
I don't know, like as a kid thinking about it, it is kind of like once you open presents, there's really like, I don't know, it feels like you've built it up so much in your head that like once it's over, it's kind of, I don't know, almost a letdown in a way. It's like, well, I guess we'll eat food now or whatever. But
it's easy.
I mean,
not a
letdown, but
No, but I get that.
What am I trying to say? Like,
you allow yourself the disappointment.
Well, I mean, it's not that like you know, like getting things that you wanted is great and fun, but I guess it's more the excitement of actually like thinking about it. It's sort of like, I don't know, like thinking about like, oh man, I could really use a vacation right now. But then like, okay, it's time for my vacation. Okay, I've got to get up. I got to pack. I got to go to the airport. I've got to, you know, like, I don't know.
I guess, yeah, when I was a kid and we liked Christmas Eve so much, we would drive down from Sandy to Estacada. And I remember not the disappointment, but just like the, it's all over kind of a thing on the way home, and be like, oh, I have all this stuff in the back of the car, but I can't see it tonight because it's 10:30 and I have to go to bed. And I know that we're going to leave all this stuff in the car overnight, but like, that's kind of like the climax of it was all over. It was like, I guess there's always next year, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and it was like that, not to be disappointed that you didn't get what you wanted or anything like that. It was just one of those like, man,
although I will say I do really like that kind of post Christmas feeling when it's dark outside. You go outside, it's really cold, maybe snowy, and
quiet. Yeah,
it's quiet. Like the lights are on the house, and like maybe you're loading the car up and like driving home. You see all the houses. There's like not many cars on the road. I don't know. It's kind of like a peaceful sort of.
You had a lot of cocktails that Jake mixed you as a young boy.
Swerving down the road.
Man, there's a lot of lights out tonight.
Yeah, the beautiful lights. There's a lot of Christmas lights behind me.
I can't shake them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of the sort of potential for disappointment, I remember the first year that I was like, oh man, I'm disappointed this Christmas. And I told my mom, and she was just like, oh man, I could tell that it was like devastating news, because so much effort is put in, especially, I mean, I don't know, certainly not everybody, but I think a lot of our families, whether they are able to get the exact things that we want, they put a lot of effort into organizing, cooking, cleaning.
I'm not even saying like disappointment. Like I'm just thinking of like, there's this kind of like, I guess you've just built it up so much in your head that
it's all about expectations.
Right.
And like,
I think it's so much like it's a lot. It's not a sigh of relief, but it's one of those sighs that it's, what is the saying? Like, I'm not sad because it's over, but I'm sad. I'm happy that it happened, kind of a thing. Like you're happy that it happened and you built it up, but now you're sad that it's over.
And yeah. Is it melancholy?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. That would be the best way to describe it, is that like, okay, well, it's over now. And Now I don't have anything else to look forward to for another year. Yeah.
Hopefully I have another year in me. I'd like to see this again.
I hope I have another year in me at 5.
Yeah. That's something I would tell myself probably at 5. There's a lot of just an additional answers. There's an overwhelming amount of eat tamales. Is tamales on Christmas a thing?
I don't know, but it should be. I love tamales. They're so good. I love street tamales. If I ever see someone hawking tamales, I'm going to buy them.
I can see that. They're kind of laborious, and like they're fun to make with a lot of people around. So if you're with your family, you know, you can kind of divide up labor and you know, make a shitload of tamales.
God, I'm hungry now.
What do you guys do you guys have anything planned for this coming holiday?
We are going to we're staying in North Carolina, and we're going to visit my in-laws, well, my brother-in-law and his family, and actually Rue, his wife, so my sister-in-law, friend of the show. Thanks for listening, Rue. Our families hang out. We always have a really good time. So, it should be fun. If the kids are going to have a good time, I'm having a good time. You know what I mean?
Now, are they local, or are they more like rural North Carolina?
They're sort of rural. It's 2.5 hours west of here.
Okay.
It's a pretty drive. And if the weather cooperates, which generally it does, it's even when it's like sort of like wintry gray and like all the leaves are off, the it's in the foothills of North Carolina, so it's no matter what, it's a pretty drive.
Oh, nice.
So that's fun.
What about you, Brandon?
Going to my parents on Christmas Day, starting this weekend. Well, we'll be in Seattle for a night, going to there. Ooh. They have
the Enchanted thing,
Christmas market
thing. Oh, I saw that.
We're going to that, and then
it's pretty cool.
Drive to Leavenworth the next day for a few nights.
You're getting all festive.
By the time this airs, I'll be back for a little while. But yeah, so I don't think it's going to be snowy while we're there, but that'll be all right. It'll be easier to get to because I think it was 2 years ago. Matt knows. We tried driving there. There's a car accident, and it took us what would normally be like a 2 hour drive from Seattle ended up taking like 5 hours. But
yeah, there was. We actually caught, so Brandon and his wife and my family went to Leavenworth, and it, when all was said and done, you handled it like a champ. I would have lost my shit, but we actually made it through. There was a car crash, and it was like actively snowing and a big, big snowstorm. So we got to Leavenworth, and it was awesome, and there was snow and everything, and it cleared up by the time we left. But unfortunately, Brandon and his wife were probably half an hour behind us, and they closed the road because there was an accident.
Yeah, it was like a 9-car accident,
and they didn't.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was pretty gnarly and held them up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Speaking of events, that's
and it was like right as I got the chains out to put on the car because it was snowing.
Yeah.
As soon as I got the chains out and everything, traffic started moving, so I just threw the chains in and took off.
Threw them on the side of the road.
I didn't need them. But,
fuck it.
Yeah.
North Carolina has a Chinese Lantern Festival, which is supposed to be really pretty during Christmas time. So we're going to do that also.
They let go? Like they float?
Yes, but I think it's also like a big light exhibit. Like I think they do like a lot of sculptures and stuff, light display stuff. Cool. So I've heard it's good. I mean, it's certainly popular. It's in Raleigh, or rather in Cary, North Carolina, which is, 10 or 15 minutes from here. So that should be fun. What about you, Matt? What are you guys doing?
We're staying local. We're actually taking off on vacation. We're going on a tropical vacation.
Oh, that's right.
The 28th. So, not really doing a whole bunch. We're staying around local. We'll probably still do our enchiladas and all that. But yeah, nothing big and extravagant. That's kind of the present to ourselves and the kids. And yeah, looking forward to it.
Is it the four of you going?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yep. And we're looking forward to it. They actually have childcare on site, so.
Hell yeah.
Mom and dad can go to the swim up bar.
Nice.
And hopefully our kids will still be there.
Are you teaching them any Spanish?
Yeah, actually, the oldest, she has my first 100-word encyclopedia thing. So
nice.
Going through it and trying to figure it out and not sound as gringo as we are.
At my kid's school, they have Spanish as one of the, this year they started having Spanish as one of their specials. So every day they have a special of like going to PE or going to music or art or whatever. And one is Spanish now.
Oh, nice.
Starting this year, which is pretty cool. So like they've been coming home and they've been like, hola, ¿cómo estás? And I'm, but and they're like, their accents sound good. I'm like, hell yeah. Because there's a huge Hispanic population in Durham and specifically the school they go to. So
that's awesome.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Wish we would do that. We're a bit more narrow-minded where I live. But
next you want them to learn Chinese, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I like,
speaking of,
granted, I like your accents. I'm really glad they appear.
Well, boys, anyway. Should we? I got Santa to play us out in a little special Christmas song, if you don't mind. So, should we say Merry Christmas to our listeners and
Merry Christmas?
Wish them a happy sleep.
Be safe.
I hope the ghost of Christmas, what is it? Future visits all of you and changes our attitudes to be better people all around.
Future? That was the scary one.
Yeah, that was like the Grim Reaper one.
Nobody scared him straight in the end.
Hey, listeners, I hope the Grim Reaper knocks at your door this Christmas time.
Well,
who's
anyway,
the cool fat guy in the robe? Is that a Ghost of Christmas Present?
Past.
That's,
no, oh, past is...
Past is the, where you're gluttonous. Yeah, that guy was cool. Where he's eating like all the...
Hell yeah.
Oh, here you go. And then he's like kind of a goofball.
You're talking about
the cartoon.
I was thinking the...
Or the Muppets Christmas?
The Muppets Christmas, because he's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the illustrated guy, or the cartoon, right? And he's like, I don't know, Ebenezer. And he's eating like whole turkeys left and right. Is that guy?
Isn't he the...
Well, he's
the
not a cartoon. He's a puppet. No,
he's like the really tall, the really big guy with the big nose, isn't he?
I'm thinking of the Mickey Mouse one. The Mickey Mouse
one. Come in and know me better, man.
All right. Hey, well. Man.
Play us out, man.
Merry Christmas to everybody. We hope you have a fantastic Christmas. Stay safe. Don't catch all those Christmas lights behind you on the way home, but definitely imbibe on some cheer and create some new traditions.
And please support the show over at Patreon. patreon.com/qualifiednonsense.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the next day, you gave it away this year to save me from tears. I will get.
Anyway, that's all we got.
Oh boy.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. God bless us, everyone.